So we had talked about the need in this town for filling Christmas baskets with canned goods. And I talked with the Salvation Army, and they'd given me a list of items they typically need. And they talked about how many baskets they were going to need this year. And so I went and talked with John down at Hamburg and Weekon, and they graciously have been working with us and putting together a program that we're calling Give Food, Give Joy. And it is a really easy, convenient way for people to be able to donate $20 for a bag of canned goods that will be delivered to the Salvation Army. And our goal is to sell 100 of them to fill Christmas baskets with the canned goods. And Hammer Weekon will be donating the goods in the bag at cost, and then donating the difference between cost and retail to the Salvation Army. So then some of the perishables and things like that can be purchased as well.
Okay, so it's different than other food drives in that everything's all ready to go for you. You just donate the money basically, and the food, it goes to the right place.
Yeah, it will be a really easy process. You can walk in the door at the grocery store doing your regular shopping. You pick up a bag that looks like it's full of things, but it will really be empty just for convenience. And as you're buying your other groceries, they check that out, and then the contents of that bag will be donated.
Yeah, you have even a list of what's in the bags, I think, and what will be donated.
Yeah, so it's going to be a can of fruit, chicken broth, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, olives, a stuffing mix, and some vegetables. So, all the basic staples that they use around the holidays. And we're calling them bags of joy because it really is an easy and convenient way for people to make a meaningful return to our neighbors and our community members in ways that it's just a nice thing to do around the holidays.
Okay. And you said you're selling 100 of them and starting up on the 10th, I think.
Our goal is to have 100 of the bags sold, and we'll launch it on the 10th of December. And our office staff will be there for the first couple days, off and on, just promoting it, helping explain it to people. We'll have a sample of what's in the bag there for people to see, and then it will just kind of keep going until the bags are sold out, and hopefully it will be before the 20th of December.
Okay. Because the idea is to get it to people for the holidays, I imagine.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salvation Army normally puts together meals for giving out for the holidays. This doesn't impact that at all, does it? Or.
No, this will be in addition to it. Well, it really save funds for the Salvation Army to be able to use it for some other items, and so supplement what they normally would have to purchase to fill the Christmas baskets. It will cover either all or a large number of those baskets.
Okay. And it's good that the items are already picked out. I know a lot of food drives, people like myself just grab whatever's on the shelf, the stuff that I haven't used, but this is very useful stuff that's ready to go for people.
Yeah, and it was a very specific targeted list of items that they knew they would need for, especially just for Christmas, to give those families the holiday meals that they all want to be able to provide for their families.